With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Cayman is getting hit with another Saharan dust plume.
Sahara dust is expected to be a returning feature throughout this summer.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says Saharan dust events can reduce air quality and affect respiratory health, particularly among vulnerable individuals, leading to coughing, wheezing, sore throat, and shortness of breath. And you're encouraged to take precautions during dust alert periods, like limiting your time outdoors, keeping doors and windows closed, and using air conditioners on recirculation mode. If you've got a respiratory illness, make sure to keep your inhaler and medications handy and also wear a mask.
Anyone experiencing worsening respiratory symptoms should contact their healthcare provider.
Based on information from the National Weather Service, the effects of the dust cloud are expected to begin tonight and persist through Sunday. The Department of E-Government is encouraging Cayman Islands residents to include the government-issued Cayman Islands Identification Card, MyEID, in their 2026 hurricane season preparedness plans, as reliable identification is, quote, essential to accessing emergency services and recovery assistance across all three islands. MyEID is an official government-issued photo ID available to eligible residents of all ages, including Caymanians, civil servants, and their dependents. In the event of a hurricane or other emergency, having a secure and portable form of ID ready may be useful in circumstances where identification is needed in connection with emergency response or recovery activities, like where identity or immigration status must be confirmed for access to services, assistance, shelters, or other arrangements. If you don't yet have a card, you can visit myeid.egov.ky for application information. Atlas has started migrating.
This summer, DOE is running a sea turtle satellite tracking project, and Atlas is one of the first turtles tagged this year. She had an acoustic tag and a satellite transmitter attached on the 4th of June, and since then, we've been able to follow her movements in local waters as she moved around in Grand Cayman.
Department of Environment turtle expert Dr. Janice Blumenthal tells Radio Cayman Atlas had a successful season, laying 7 nests before she started heading north.
This is something that we would never be able to do without this technology and understand the areas that she uses when she's not home nesting for the summer.
Thanks to satellite tracking sponsored by Maples Group, you can join the DOE as they follow her journey towards the country where she will live between nesting seasons. Head to doe.ky/turtle tracker to watch her trip, as well as check in on her friends Amber, Watts, and Mini-Me, who were fitted with satellite and acoustic tags as well, while nesting in Grand Cayman. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. Research by the BBC has established that foreigners from more than 40 countries are now known to have died fighting for Russia in Ukraine. The BBC Russian service maintains a list of named service personnel who've been killed, which shows that at least 3,500 foreigners have died fighting for Russia. At least 12 people have died in a wildfire in the Almeria region of southern Spain. Several victims were found in their cars. Hundreds of emergency responders are working to contain the blaze. France is activating an extreme heat emergency plan for the first time in all areas. 9 departments in western France are being put on the highest heatwave alert today, and 24 will be affected on Saturday. The International Energy Agency says that the escalation in the conflict between the US and Iran has cast a shadow over the outlook for global oil markets. No new strikes have taken place overnight, but the situation remains volatile. A passenger on board a flight from Thessaloniki in Greece to Memmingen in Germany had to have medical attention after a window dislodged in flight. Reports say the 61-year-old man from Serbia was partially sucked out of the opening before the aircraft, operated by a subsidiary of Ryanair, Malta Air, landed safely. Japan's lower house of parliament has passed a bill aimed at averting a looming succession crisis for the imperial family. The bill would allow women to keep their imperial status after marriage, but women will still not be allowed to reign as emperor. BBC News.